Linda, LINDAGRAHAM, 126055. This is a 66-year-old woman who's been evaluated at home for hospice care. Patient has a history of CHF, COPD, scoliosis, wheelchair-bound, home-bound, smoking, severe weakness, very thin. Patient is being seen. I see the patient with her caretaker who hasn't seen her for a couple of days, period. New paragraph. Patient caretaker states that patient has been very weak and short of breath, but today upon evaluation, patient is also slurring her speech and having a hard time walking with right-sided weakness, period. New paragraph. This was not present for caretaker a few days ago. It was at my insistence, patient, a 911 was notified, but patient told us that she will not be going to the hospital, so this was canceled. Period. New paragraph. Social, never been married, has one child, uses a walker to ambulate. Very thin, slurred speech. Patient has chronic cough, shortness of breath, used to be on hospice because of end-stage COPD, but patient fired the hospice because the nurses wouldn't show up, so they took away their equipment, including hospital bed and oxygen, which patient definitely needs at this time. Medication, oxybutin, Lipitor, nebulizer treatment, which is out of an O2. Patient's review of system, confused, slurred speech, severe weakness, shortness of breath, cough, congestion, huge risk of fall, definitely homebound, definitely almost bedbound with a right-sided weakness. Medical problems as above, along with some breast cancer in 2002. Social, patient does smoke when she has found someone to get her some cigarettes, but she's not smoking currently. She's not drinking alcohol. She used to be a home care technician. History of some kind of cancer, both mom and dad, COVID immunization up to date, surgery, C-section, breast cancer, no chemo, no radiation required, or patient cannot recall. Hospitalization, a few months ago after she fell because of, she states, because she was so short of breath, she couldn't walk right, in quotation, and subsequent discharge from hospice care per patient. Records are pending at this time for review. Blood pressure is 160 over 95. Pulse is 88, respiration is 18. Heart pulses, pump pulses to lungs, clear. Abdomen soft. There is a slight weakness on the right side. The patient is barely using a walker at this time with the help of folks that are staying with her and a caretaker. Skin, low extremity shows 1 plus edema. Number 1, patient has an end-stage history of CHF. Number 2, severe COPD. Number 3, smoking abuse. Number 4, possible stroke in the past 24 to 48 hours. Number 5, refusing hospitalization. Number 6, weakness. Number 7, confusion. Number 8, I'm concerned about the caretaker being able to help her to the bathroom. I've recommended getting adult diapers for her because she most likely is going to be bowel and bladder incontinent next number. Refusing, once again, hospitalization in big letter next numbers. At one time, she required oxygen as well as a hospital bed, which was taken away. Next number, patient needs a nebulizer next number. Cold pulmonale, next number is right-sided weakness, next number, swelling of the lower extremity, next number. I'm sure this patient was on Lasix and potassium in the past, which she needs to be again. Next number. We'll report our findings to the hospice company, have medical director notified regarding admission and ordering further medication for the patient. At this time, next number of patients definitely is hospice appropriate. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given her current state, especially with a new stroke. Next number is COPD, continues to smoke. Next number is CHF. Next number is we'll get hospital records regarding most recent ejection fraction. Next number, patient also needs much, much better control over blood pressure. Next number, we'll have home health. We'll have a hospice nurse to check the blood pressure at home as well. Next number, neurological put down. Patient is drooling from the right side. Patient has a blurred speech and severe weakness and right-sided weakness. So put that in there too. Thank you.